Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is the sixth Sunday of Easter, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Mary Ellen Green of the Sinsinawa Dominican Sisters, who is currently providing pastoral care for the retired sisters in Muskego, Wisconsin. Her preaching today is entitled Mismatched Socks.
A reading from the Good News according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our dwelling with him. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words. Yet the word you hear is not mine, but that of the Father who sent me. I have told you this while I am with you. The Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I told you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give it to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. You heard me tell you, I am going away, and I will come back to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you this before it happens, so that when it happens, you may believe." This is the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Is there anyone among us who doesn't long for peace? I used to work with a young man who never wore matching socks. Often, at least every day, if not more often, people would say to him, "John, do you know your socks don't match?" And he would say, "Yes, I know. I've made a promise that I won't wear matching socks until we have world peace." Of course, most people laughed at the idea and expressed their doubt that that day would ever come. John responded that he might not live to see world peace, but in the meantime, he wanted to keep the conversation alive. Jesus certainly always had peace on his mind and peace in his heart. We find the word peace in the New Testament at least 100 times. What does this gift of peace mean to Jesus? What does it mean to us? I'd like to think that peace is more than a dream. It's a promise. A promise related to the quality of relationships in our lives. Peace is a gift offered to us when we let ourselves be open to the transformative power of the Holy Spirit. Peace is the breath of God filling us with pure energy rooted in love. Peace begins in the deepest part of our souls where God dwells. It's the presence of divine power acting in and through us when we let ourselves be led. Peace dissipates fear and anxiety. Peace fills us with the freedom to say and do and be all that we are called to be. Peace is the bond that unites us to one another as we live out the mission of the risen Christ. We are not alone. Peace accompanies us and guides us. Peace shows us the way. As the song says, "Let peace begin with me. Let this be the moment now. With every step I take, let this be my solemn vow, to take each moment and live each moment in peace eternally. Let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with me."